知道神会顾念我们，使我们是何等的安慰。
It is such simple words that is such a treasure to us as Christians.
所以虽然简单，但是意义却是深重。
And we do praise God for His faithfulness.
我们是在感谢神对我们的信实。
Well, this morning, we have three simple reminders from Apostle Paul.
今天早上我们要来看保罗的三个提醒。
But before we come to God's word, let's commit our time to God's hands.
在我们听到之前，让我们先有一点祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
我们慈悲仁爱的天父，
we do thank you for your word, Lord.
因你的话语，我们要感谢你。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but your word stands forever.
草又枯干，花又凋谢，但你的话却存到永远。
We do claim on the promise, Heavenly Father.
主，我们紧紧地捉住你的应许。
That your word goes forth and not return empty-handed.
你所差遣出去的话语，并不空空地回来。
We especially pray for those who do not know you, Lord.
我们特别为那些还不认识你的人祷告。
That your word will speak to them.
愿今天的话能够说到他们心里去。
That they will now come to know your love.
让他们愿意来认识你的爱。
Your grace.
你的恩典
and that life is better than itself when they know you.
而当他们认识你的时候，生命会变得更好。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
So what are the three reminders?
保罗对我们的三个提醒是什么呢？
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
又常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
It's quite likely that many of you will know these verses.
我相信当中很多人都会背的这些经文。
They're not difficult to understand.
好像不是那么难来理解它的意思。
But what do they really mean in our day-to-day life as a believing Christ?
但在我们在每日的生活当中，对一个信徒来讲，它是什么样的意义呢？
Before we dive into three verses, let's take a brief look at the text of these verses.
在我们在深入看这三点之前，我们先来略略看它的词。
First Thessalonians was written around 51 AD by Apostle Paul.
这帖撒罗尼迦前书乃是保罗所写的。
He wrote these two letters from Corinth.
是从哥林多那个地方写这书信。
Acts 7 tells us that Paul's visit to Thessalonica was on his second missionary journey.
保罗在他第一次的传道路程当中到了帖撒罗尼迦。
Thessalonica was the second place where the gospel was preached in Europe.
帖撒罗尼迦乃是保罗在欧洲传福音的第二个地点。
The first was in Philippi.
第一个地方乃在腓立比。
Paul was concerned that his departure from Thessalonica left the church without strong leadership.
当保罗离开帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候，他有一个担心，说因他离开了，教会就不会得到喂养。
So he sent Timothy back to check on the status of the church.
结果他就差遣了提摩太回去看顾这个教会。
He had cause for praise as the church was in a healthy state.
之后他知道教会的情形非常的好。
Well, chapter 4 about 1 Thessalonians talks about as Christians, the dead will rise first.
而在帖撒罗尼迦四章又跟我们讲到，作为基督徒，我们是首先又复活的。
And in chapter 5, it talks about the day of the Lord.
而第五章又讲到主回来的日子。
Where our Lord will return like a thief in the night.
而主回来又像贼来的一样。
And that destruction will follow as he pours out his wrath.
而当他的愤怒降到地上的时候，众人都有领受。
As believers in Christ, we have this comfort to know that we will be delivered from this wrath.
当作为基督徒相信了耶稣，他却允许我们必从这愤怒当中得拯救。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道的呢？
And this is a verse in chapter 1.
这在帖撒罗尼迦第一章。
And to wait for his son from heaven.Whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come.
那是等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的 那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
This is the promise from God for all believers in Christ Jesus.
这是神对每一个在基督里相信的信徒的应许。
What if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ?
若是你还没有相信耶稣，会怎么样呢？
We'll come back to the question later on.
我们迟一点会回答这个问题。
Coming back to three verses.
我们回到刚才讲的这三节圣经。
Paul is really teaching us how to live.
保罗好像教导我们该怎样的去生活。
Our faith is a living faith.
因为我们的信心是活的。
To live out these three verses, we need to have brain surgery.
若是真的活出这三节圣经里面的意义，我们需要有动脑的手术。
Don't get too excited, not physical brain surgery.
你不要太害怕，因为不是真的开你的脑。
But spiritual brain surgery.
那是属灵的脑手术。
That can only be done by the work of the Holy Spirit.
这只能是圣灵才能够做样的手术。
Putting it another way,
或者用另一样来讲，
is how to change our perspective.
就是怎么样改变我们的想法。
Turning from how we react in the flesh,
从我们自然的反应当中被改变，
to look at things with spiritual lens,
乃是带着属灵的眼光来看事物。
It's about changing how we react to things by instinct.
而改变我们不再靠着本能来做反应。
To turn to how do we allow the Holy Spirit to drive every aspect of our life.
那是让圣灵怎样来带领我们去应对生命中的各个方面。
And how to allow the Word of God to be the benchmark in which we live.
而乃是让神的话语成为我们生活的标准。
If I may illustrate it this way.
或者我可以这样来解释。
For example, how we respond and react things depends on several factors.
今天我们对事情做出怎样的反应， 好像 有几个的理由。
Just a few examples.
几个例子。
From what we learned from childhood days.
从我们年幼的时候我们学到的是。
Our form of education, whether it's Eastern or Western.
无论我们的教育是西方的或是中方的，
What our parents have taught us,
还有我们的父母是怎样教导我们，
and our life experiences,
还有我们自己生活当中所经历的。
From these few examples, we learn the good things and sometimes not so good things.
而经过这几方面，我们在生活中学会那些什么是好的，还有那些不好的。
And in our mind, we kind of mix them up.
而在我们的思想当中，我们将我们所学的好像都混在了一起。
Even as Christians, we lack spiritual clarity in our mind.
但是作为基督徒，有时候我们也缺乏了属灵的觉悟。
And this is the focus of this morning talk.
但今天这是我们今天早上所要来看重的。
And of the verses selected.
也是所选的经文。
Very straightforward.
非常的直接。
Three parts, three verses.
三节圣经三个点。
Firstly, to rejoice.
第一点那是讲到要常常的喜乐。
What does it mean?
它到底是什么意思呢？
Well, the dictionary tells us that to feel or to show great joy or delight.
那是要感受到或显出有大的喜乐或喜悦。
Or to take pleasure out of a situation.
在任何的境况当中都能有喜乐。
To have the joy.
有这样的喜乐。
Who wouldn't want to feel this way?
有谁不愿意有这样的喜乐呢？
I would be the first one to put up my hand.
我可能会第一个举起手来。
For those who are old enough to know,In reality, it is not so easy.
当那些已经年长的，你在一生的经历当中，这是很困难的一件事情。
A well-known evangelist has a brother who is a medical doctor.
我曾经认识一个弟兄，他是一个医生。
This doctor specializes in pain management.
这个医生乃是专门他的专业乃是使教导人怎样去控制他的疼痛的。
The evangelist tells the brother, the whole life is about pain management.
但是这个传福音传道的人却告诉这个医生说，我们人的一生都是在学习怎样去管理我们的疼痛。
We have emotional pain.
我们有感觉上的痛苦。
Mental pain.
我们还有思想上的痛苦。
Heart-wrenching pain that no medication can heal.
或者我们心灵上的痛苦是任何医药都是无效的。
The pain of longing for change in one's circumstances.
或者我们心中渴慕我们的境况能够得到改变。
The pain of losing a loved one, especially in very tragic circumstances.
特别是你所爱的人在事故时候去世的那一种心痛。
at some stage in life, we will all experience some sort of pain.
而在我们人生的不同的阶段，我们都会面对或者经历到这些的痛苦。
With this fact, you say to me, Brother Wing, how can I rejoice?
那么你会问我说 ，Wing 弟兄，那这样我还怎么能够常常喜乐
？You have no idea what I'm going through.
你根本都不知道我现在所经历的是什么。
Do you know what sickness I have?
你知道我现在心上有什么病痛吗
？Do you know the troubles in my life?
你知道我现在生活中所面对的难处吗
？Do you know the troubles in my family?
你知道我家庭中的难处吗
？Do you know my marriage is not going well?
你知道我的婚姻？的关系不是很好吗
？The questions are never ending.
好像我们这些许多许多的问题都是没完没了的。
You're right. I do not know.
你说的很对，我是不知道这一切。
One thing I know is God knows.
但是我相信我们的神知道。
As I often share my family, God knows, and that's good enough for me.
好像我常常对我的家人都是这样说：只有神知道，我就已经够了。
You see, to rejoice is not.Dependent on our circumstances.
因为要常常喜乐，不是依靠，不是在乎我们现在的境况如何。
Because we're not rejoicing in ourselves.
因为我们的喜乐不是从自己来的。
As Christians, we're rejoicing because of who Christ is in our lives.
今天基督徒能够喜乐，那是因着基督在我们的生命中。
This is the change of perspective I'm talking about.
这是对我们一个人的看法所改变。
We rejoice to know how much we are loved by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们能够喜乐，是因为耶稣基督对我们的爱。
We rejoice in God's sovereignty.
我们能够喜乐，因着神的全能。
We rejoice because as believers in Christ, we are declared righteous before God.
我们能够喜乐，因为在基督里，一个信徒已经被称为义了。
Not because we have anything righteous, but because of the precious blood shed by Jesus on the cross.
不是我们自己有任何的义，那是因基督为的宝血为我们流出，使我们白白的称义。
We rejoice to know that nothing passes through the hands of God unless He allows it.
我们能够喜乐，因为我们知道凡发生在我们身上的事，都是经过神所允许的。
God is never caught by surprise to ask what has happened.
神不会惊讶的说到底发生什么事。
Just like this verse from Daniel.
就像在但以理书这一节经文。
All the inhabitants of the earth are counted as nothing, but he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants on earth, and no one can water his hand to say to him, What have you done?
世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民当中，他都凭自己的旨意行事，无人能拦住他的手，或问他说，你做什么呢？
Imagine asking God, Have you made a mistake?
或者你想想，你能够问神说，你为什么会出这样的错误呢
？We know that He is not capable of making mistake.
我们知道神是不会犯错误的。
In the book of Romans, Paul encourages to rejoice in hope.
而在罗马书的时候，保罗鼓励我们，又在盼望中喜乐。
Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer.
在指望中又喜乐，在患难中又忍耐，祷告又恒切。
Praise God, we can rejoice in hope.
感谢神，在指望中我们能够喜乐。
Know that tribulation is not if, it is when.
我们知道我们的苦难不是怎么会发生，而是哪什么时候发生。
When it happens, we persevere.
当它发生的时候，你有忍耐。
And we never stop praying.
我们也不会停止祷告。
We'll come to a point of prayer later on.
我们迟一点会讲到祷告这一点。
From the same book,Paul also encourages to rejoice in our suffering.
在同一卷书，保罗也鼓励我们，又在苦难中仍有喜乐。
It sounds pretty crazy.
听起来好像不可思议。
But he does say that.
但他是这样对我们说。
For he says in Romans 5:3-5, not only that, but rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope.And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Please don't misunderstand the verse. Please do not misunderstand the verse.
不要错误的来理解这些经文。
As if we ask to God, give me suffering, give me suffering.
保罗不是救神说, 那把更多的患难给我。
We rejoice not because trials are pleasant.
我们喜乐不是因为觉得患难是享受的。
But because they are step by step transformation of us to be more like Christ.
因此一切患难乃是神一步一步地在改变我们，使我们得像基督。
Brothers and sisters, I do hope you understand.
所以弟兄姐妹，我盼望你能够明白。
We rejoice not because of our circumstances.
我们喜乐不是因着我们的境况如何。
Over this journey we call life.
我们在这人生的路程上，
There are good times.
我们知道有些时候是有好的时光。
But at times life is simply very tough.
但也有时光是非常非常困难的。
So tough that we feel our cries to God are not being heard.
我们有时候都担心我们向神的呼求到底有没有被听到。
Please remember, His silence is not His absence.
让我们记住，神不回答，并不是说神不在那里。
Remember His promise.
我们也相信神的应许。
He will never leave us or forsake us.
他不会离弃我们，也不会离开我们。
We rejoice because we see with spiritual eyesight.
我们凭着属灵的眼睛，我们能够看见他，所以我们能够喜乐。
We deal with issues with God's help and from God's perspective.
在人生任何的事情，我们都能够靠着神来面对它。
To know how much we are loved by God and for and being His children, we are precious to Him.
而在这一切的经历当中，这使我们更多的认识神何等的爱我们。
To rejoice is to inscribe God's love into our hearts.
我们有喜乐，乃是有能够将神的爱刻在我们的心里。
And nothing that can shake our faith in Jesus Christ.
没有任何的事物 能够震动我们在基督里的信心。
Nothing can take away this hope that one day we will see Him again.
有一天我们当会面对面的见到他，这样的盼望是没有人能够夺去的。
If I can show you a slight difference here,
我或者能够这样的确定的跟你讲，
To be happy is not to rejoice.
开心不等于喜乐。
Nothing wrong being happy. Nothing wrong.
不是开心不是错。
To be happy or sad is just an emotion.
因为开心或者不开心只是情感上的一个反应。
It comes and it goes.
开心的时光来，它也离开。
I have learned not to trust my own emotions as they can mislead me.
我也学会不要依靠自己的感觉。
I have learned to trust God more than I trust myself.
我信靠神多过信靠自己。
If I can illustrate this difference this way.
或者能够用这样来解释。
When one of our loved ones passes away,
当我们所爱的人离开了我们,
we are sad,
我们非常的伤心,
we grieve,
我们也非常痛苦,
we cry,
我们也大哭,
we mourn,
我们也哭泣,
we miss the presence of this loved one.
因为我们失去了我们所爱的人的同在。
However, if our loved one was a believer in Christ,
当若是我们所爱的他是在基督里的,
we rejoice to know that he or she is in a much better place.
我们却能够喜乐地知道他去到一个更美好的地方。
We rejoice to know that our separation is only temporary.
我们能够喜乐，因为知道我们的离开只不过是暂时的。
We rejoice to know we will see each other again.
我们能够喜乐，因为知道有一天我们还有彼此的相见。
Because this is what God has promised.
因为这是神所给我们的应许。
And he keeps his promises.
而神也能够成就他的应许。
If you are not a believer in Christ,
你若不是在基督里的一个信徒,
you do not have this hope at all.
你就这样的盼望是你所没有的。
Would you like to live with the same hope as believers in Christ?
你愿意得到像基督徒一样同样的盼望吗？
I'll come back to the question later on again.
此一点我要回答这个问题。
We come to the second point.
我们要看第二点。
To pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
It sounds pretty obvious, don't you think so?
你觉得说这不是应该的吗？
Why do you think Paul needs to remind us to pray without ceasing?
为什么保罗还要提醒我们要不住的祷告呢？
The reality is sometimes we don't.
但是实际的来说，我们却很多时候我们都没有祷告。
We are creatures born with an instinct.
因为我们是一个凭着本能来做事情的人。
An instinct to survive.
而且这本能是为着生活。
born with an instinct to achieve a certain result when we do things in a certain way.
我们的本能也是我们要达到任何的问题去努力。
And when we achieve the result that we want, we can say, we did it or I did it.
而当我们达到自己的目的的时候，我们就开心地说，我靠自己做到了。
It basically comes down to the pride of the heart.
最终指向了是我们心中的骄傲。
And we should always check the motive of our prayer.
是我们常常检查我们祷告的目的到底是什么。
Pride was Satan's downfall.
撒旦就因着骄傲而堕落。
If we do not check our pride, it can also be a downfall.
我们若不检查自己心中有没有骄傲，不然的话，我们也会跌倒。
Do we pray with an attitude believing that if we pound on heaven's door long and hard enough, that God will answer our prayer?
难道我们对神的祷告，就像我们用这个拳头这样子擂神的门，以为擂得大声一点，神就会听见吗？
Remember, He's our sovereign God. We should always treat Him with reverence.
让我们记得，神是全能的神，我们乃是要带着敬畏的心到他面前来。
He looks at the motive of our prayer when we petition to Him.
而当我们向他祷告祈求的时候，他乃是检查我们的心中的思念和目的。
Truth be told, we can get impatient with God.
是的，我们常常会因等候神而没有耐心。
Why has He not answered my prayer?
为什么神到现在还没有答应我的祷告呢？
We can also tell ourselves, Lord, I have done this for you, I've done that for you.
或者我们会对神举一些理由，说我都为你做了这样的事，做了那样的事。
Why are you being so cruel and not answer my prayer?
为什么你能够这样的你能够这样的对待我，不回答我的祷告？
If we have that kind of attitude in the heart, it's already a wrong attitude.
若是我们这样的思念都是错的。
The true Christian faith is not about what we can do for God, but what God has done for us.
真正基督徒的信心不是在乎我们能够为神做什么，乃是神能够在我们身上做什么。
To send His one and only Son on the cross at Calvary.
神差遣他独生的儿子来到世上，死在十字架上。
To die for our sins.
因我们的罪替我们死。
It is a reminder that when we serve God, it is not that God has a need.
我们今天侍奉神，不是因为神有需要。
It's a reminder that we have a need.
我们侍奉神是因自己有需要。
We have a need to be reminded that anything that we can do is by the grace of God.
我们又被提醒，我们所能够做的一切都是靠神的恩典。
With this kind of attitude, it keeps us humble.
若是有这样的心态，我们是能够在神面前谦卑。
Not false humility, but true humility.
不是假冒的谦虚，那是真实的谦虚。
False humility is when we look humble from the outside, but our heart is full of pride.
我们假冒的谦虚是外表看起来谦虚，但心中却满了骄傲。
True humility is when we stand at the foot of the cross and we see our sinfulness before Christ.
真正的谦虚，那是当我们站在十字架的底下，看见基督为我们死，知道自己是罪人。
True humility is when we know any righteousness we have is because of what Christ has done. It's not ours.
真正的谦虚乃是当我们认识到我们任何的义都是基督所赐给我们的，不是出于我们自己。
While we wait for God to answer,
当我们在耐心等候神回答我们的祷告的时候，
we deepen our trust and our faith.
它使我们对神的信靠乃是越来越深。
I would say that most, if not all of us, is waiting on something.
我或者可以说，我们当中大多数的人今天都在等一些的事情。
Personally, I'm waiting for an answer from God for something that happened 16, 17 years ago.
我自己都在等候神在回答我从十几年前所祷告的一件事情。
Do I wish that God answers me today?
我是不是盼望今天神会答应我那个祷告呢？
Absolutely.
是的，我是这样的。
But he hasn't.
但到今天，神都还没有答应。
But I'll keep trusting him because I know he knows best.
但是我却能够继续的信靠他，因为我们知道神所知道的是最好的。
I know his timing will be perfect.
只有神所安排的时间乃是最好的、完美的。
When God responds, he's never late.
因为神他的回应从来都不会迟延。
Meanwhile, I'll endeavor to live a life that's pleasing to him.
但在等候的时候，我却能够专心地活出一个讨他喜悦的生活来。
And to share the goodness of salvation in his son.
将在他儿子里的救恩向更多的人传扬。
Abraham waited 25 years before Isaac was born.
亚伯拉罕他向神的祷告等候了25年，神才答应他，给了他一个儿子。
When God said that he would bless Abraham with his descendants, Abraham was 75 years old.
当神应许亚伯拉罕说要赐给他一个后裔的时候，他75岁。
When Isaac was born, he was 100.
当他儿子以撒生下来的时候，他是100岁。
Can you imagine Isaac pushing a stroller at 100?
你能够想想亚伯拉罕100岁的时候还在推着婴儿车吗？
God's timeline is not our timeline.
我们知道神的时间不是我们的时间。
We need to remember that.
我们必须认识到这一点。
We may be in a hurry, but God is not.
我们自己很紧张，但是神却一点都不紧张。
God is God and he does as he pleases.
神是神，他靠着他所喜悦的来行事。
I know a brother who shared with me about the salvation of his father.
我记得一个弟兄跟我分享他父亲是怎样得救的。
He prayed for the father's salvation for 40 years.
他为自己父亲的得救整整祷告了40年。
His father finally accepted the Lord when he was very sick in hospital.
而当他父亲重病在医院里的时候，最终接受了主耶稣。
God was very gracious to this brother's father.
我们看见神对他弟兄的父亲实在很有恩典。
He gave him the chance to repent before he died.
赐给了他这样的一个机会，在临死之前能够认罪悔改。
If you're not a believer in Christ,
你若是不是一位在基督里的信徒，
you can say to yourself,
你可能对自己说，
I'm not ready to accept Christ yet.
我现在还没准备好来接受耶稣。
I like my wife, my life just the way it is now.
我爱我的妻子，爱我今天的生活，这样都最好。
I like to live the way I like to live.
我喜欢过我自己的生活。
Life is a gift from God.
但生活是神所给我们的一个礼物。
But the gift of living is not at our choosing.
但是我们今天的生活不是我们自己能够拣选的。
God gave you life when you were born.
当神赐给你生命的时候，你就出生了。
He can take it away anytime.
在任何的时候，神都能够把这生命收回去。
Every day we live by His grace.
我们每天的生活是神的恩典。
Please do not take life for granted.
我们不要对这样的轻易的来对待我们的生命。
Only 2 weeks ago, I read a story in the newspaper.
两周之前，我在新闻上看到这样的一个记载事情。
About a football coach.
乃是讲到一个橄榄球的教练。
Super fit.
他在非常的健康。
And then he suffered a heart attack.
但是突然间却心脏病发作。
He died just like that.
一刻之间他就过去了。
He was only 59.
而他才59岁。
When once you place your trust in Jesus Christ,
当人把他的信心放在基督耶稣里，
you will find there's no other way to live.
你会发现除他以外没有其他的生命。
We talk about waiting on God to answer prayers.
我们刚才讲到我们要等候神来答应我们的祷告。
If he chooses, he can answer immediately.
神说愿意，他可以立刻就答应你。
This is shown in a story in the Bible.
而这在圣经中一个故事也跟我们解释。
It's a story from First Kings.
而这乃是在列王记上。
It's quite a long story, so I just give you the main parts.
是一个很长的故事，但是我却给你重点的。
It's about the story of Elijah.
这是一个故事，讲到以利亚。
He was a prophet who challenged King Ahab.
他是神的先知。他挑战了以色列的王。
King Ahab was a Baal worshipper.
他这个以色列的王是一个拜偶像的。
Baal was a false god.
是拜一个假神。
So and God hates idolatry.
但是神却恨恶这些偶像。
Elijah was one prophet.
而以利亚他是神的先知。
King Ahab had 450 prophets.
但是这个假的先知却有400个。
And all these prophets worship Baal.
而所有这些假先知都拜这个假的偶像巴利。
God's word tells us that King Ahab did more to provoke the anger of God than any other kings before him.
而圣经告诉我们，这一个以色列王亚哈那个乃是比任何其他的王都更恶的。
Elijah put a challenge to Ahab.
而之后以利亚就给了他这样一个挑战。
Then you will call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God, And all the people say, that's a good idea.
以利亚说，你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名，那降火显应的神就是神。众民回答说，这话甚好。
So they prepared all the sacrifices.
所以他们就预备了一切的献祭之物。
Ahab's prophets called upon Baal.
这些假先知就求告他们的假神巴利。
Nothing happened.
当他们怎么的求告，一整天都没有任何事情发生。
From morning to noon.
从早上到中午。
So what did they do?
他们接着怎么做呢？
They started cutting themselves.
他们就用刀开始的割自己的身体。
And kept shouting.
越喊越大声。
Baal, answer us, Baal, answer us.
好像就他们的假神说，巴利，答应我们，答应我们。
Nothing happened.
当时这样的呼喊都没有任何的用处。
Then it was Elijah's turn.
之后排到以利亚。
His prayer was very simple but very direct.
他的祷告是非常的简单，却是非常的直接。
Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that these people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again.
耶和华，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你耶和华是神，又知道是你叫这民的心回转。
Immediately, God responded.
神立刻就回应了。
Elijah did not even need to repeat his prayer.
而以利亚根本都不用重复他的祷告。
No chanting.
他不用需要这样的重复的讲。
No need for Elijah to cut himself.
而不需要用刀来割自己的身体。
Immediately, the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering.
立刻，神的火从天降下，将这一切的祭物都烧掉了。
How did the people react?
而现在这些以色列民怎么反应呢？
When they saw, they fell on their faces.
当他们看见这样的神迹，他们就俯伏，他们的面在地上。
And they said, the Lord is.He is God, the Lord, He is God.
他们就说耶和华他是神，他是神。
When our prayer aligns with the will of God, it is amazing what can happen.
当我们祷告是凭着神的心意来祷告，我们能够看见奇妙的事情的发生。
Elijah's motive was very pure.
因为以利亚他的目的非常的简单清楚。
That the people will know that He is Lord God.
让这以色列的百姓知道耶和华是神。
And the second part was that the heart returned back to God.
因为当我们看见以色列那个时候已经转违背了神，离开了神。
It is indeed a reminder for us to check our motives when we pray.
所以这提醒我们，当我们祷告的时候，时时都检查我们的心中的意念和目的。
Ultimately, always for God's glory.
我们最终一切都是应该为着神的荣耀。
We can never deceive Him because He sees our heart.
我们是不能够欺骗神的。因为神能够鉴察我们的心。
Finally, on prayer.
最后一点讲到祷告。
How and when God answers our prayers is entirely up to Him.
神选择怎样来回答我们的祷告，一切都在乎神自己。
Sometimes the answer is a straight no.
很多时候神的回应可能是很清楚的说不。
We have to accept that.
那我们应该学习去接受它。
That is His sovereign right.
因为这是神的全能的权柄。
And the last point.
最后一点。
In everything give thanks for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
This is a slight also reminder for us.
这一点也常常提醒我们。
We see this sign almost every week.
因为我们天天都看见这一节经文。
But what is human nature?
但是我们人心是怎样呢？
The more we see, the less it means to us.
我们越经常的看，却把它当成平常。
We take a sign for granted.
我们觉得平常好像忽略了它。
Hopefully after today,
盼望经过了今天，
the sign means a bit more to us.
这个我们看的这些经文对我们有更多的意义。
The word that we should take note of when we read the word of God, the many words, but this one in particular say, is the word all or everything.
特别在这节经文我们所有留意的乃是凡事。
We find this word everything.
这讲到凡事就是每一件事。
Everything is everything.
所以凡事就是每一件事。
It doesn't say sometimes.
它不说有些事。
It doesn't say most of the time.
也不说有些时候。
It doesn't say 99% of the time.
也不是说99%的事。
It says every time.
他乃是说凡事每一件事。
This is a challenge for all of us, don't you think?
这对我们来讲是一个挑战，你不认为吗？
Can any one of us really give thanks when we're facing trials or tribulation?
当你面对患难痛苦的时候，你真的能够感谢什么？
Can any one of us give thanks when we've just lost a loved one?
你若是刚刚失去了你最爱的人，你能够感谢什么？
Or lost employment,
或者你失去你的工作，
or a doctor's report coming back to say that we have a serious illness like cancer,
或者医生告诉我们我们有重病或者生癌了。
I would say it's quite difficult.
我能够真心的说，实在是很困难的一件事。
However, when we shift our perspective,
但是当我们将我们的眼转向耶稣。
Our mindset and response can be quite different.
我们思想中的反应可能会很不同。
We remind ourselves that God is sovereign.
当我们提醒自己，神是全能的。
And this is His will for me.
这是神的旨意在我身上。
Sometimes we ask ourselves, what is God's will for me?
我们常常会问这样的问题，神给我的旨意是什么呢？
Not an easy question to answer.
这个问题的答案不简单。
But I can tell you that God, as Christians, God's will for us is to trust and obey.
但是我对基督徒却能够说，神很简单的告诉我们，就是要信和依靠他。
The commandments,
信和顺从。
The commandments in the Word of God are very clear.
因为神的命令都非常的清楚。
Just that sometimes we have a problem.
有时候我们会有一些问题。
It's called our rebellious nature.
因为有些事因着我们这个悖逆的本性。
Even when we are born again in Christ.
但虽然我们是在基督里已经重生的人。
The rebellious nature is never too far away.
但是这个悖逆的本性还在那里。
Suffering is never easy.
受痛苦是不容易的。
But spiritually can be quite good for us.
但是在属灵的价值却可能对我们是好的。
Because it is God's way of maturing us into the likeness of His Son.
因为是神的方法使我们能够成熟像他的儿子耶稣基督。
The change in perspective I'm talking about is when we understand and accept what our life is about.
这对我们的看法思想的改变是当我们能够真心的接受神所赐给我们的一切。
The sooner we understand that this life is not about us but about the glory of Jesus Christ, the easier it is for us to understand our journey.
我们若能够越早的知道我们的一生不是为着自己乃是为着将荣耀归给耶稣基督
especially the journey pertaining to pain and suffering
特别是我们所经历的乃是痛苦和患难
the way that we are naturally wired up that we tend to respond by sight
因为我们的本性乃是常常靠着眼见来做反应的
God is continually teaching us to live by faith
但是神却继续地教导我们乃是要凭信心来生活
Our Heavenly Father is performing the role of a master gardener doing his pruning
我们的天父就像这个员工一样的在这里修剪了这些树木
And the role of a master potter shaping us, molding us into the likeness of his son
好像在盆景一样的在这样的修剪使到我们有这个一个形象出来
As Paul reminded us
就像保罗提醒我们一样
Our suffering leads to endurance.
我们的患难是使我们生出忍耐来。
Endurance produces character.
而我们的忍耐就使到塑造了我们的性格。
Character produces hope.
而之后也带给我们盼望。
This hope is not maybe, most probably.
虽然这样的盼望也不是我们所认识的。
This hope is 100% certainty because God keeps His promises.
但这个盼望却在神里面是确定的，因为神能够保证他的应许。
Our focus should always be on God's glory, and when we get this perspective right, there is always hope.
做事，我们的思想看法能够确定，一切都是为着神的荣耀。
I repeat, our focus should always be on God's glory.
我们所注重的应该是。为着神的荣耀。
And when we get this perspective right, there is always hope.
所以当我们这样的思想看法被纠正过来，我们就会有盼望。
So what is God teaching us about these three verses?
所以神在这三节圣经里面教导了我们什么呢？
It's when we learn to see our life from God's perspective.
而当我们从神的眼光来看我们自己的一生，
particularly to pain and suffering,
特别是在受痛苦和患难当中
，our mindset takes a whole new dimension。
我们的思想会完全的被改变。
How we respond depends on how we think。
我们怎样的来反应回应，乃是在乎我们怎样的思想。
How we think depends on what we read。
而我们怎样的思想，乃是在乎我们是读了什么。
What we read depends on the desires of our heart。
而我们所读的是在乎我们心中所爱的。
When our heart desires Christ and to know Him better,
如我们的心中所爱的乃是认识基督，
you will want to read His word daily.
你就会天天的来读他的话语，
and to live it out.
而之后让这生命活出来。
When you inscribe the word of God into your heart,
当你将神的话刻在心中，
it does not matter if you go blind.
这样无论你是瞎眼不瞎眼都不在乎。
When you love His word, you will learn to love to learn His will.
因为当你爱他的话语的时候，爱读他的话语的时候，你就能够认识他的旨意。
In the shortest words,
在最简单的话来说
，you trust and obey.
你信而顺从。
Come what may,
无论该来的，让他来吧。
And to live for Christ and Christ alone.
而乃是活出的生命，乃是在基督里。
And then His will will bring into reality.The words of Nehemiah.
而他的旨意将会像耶利米所说的话应许一样。
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
耶和华的喜乐是我的力量。
These three reminders can become reality in our lives.
这些都能够成为我们真实的经历。
As we are reminded, this is not our effort.
我们要提醒的是，这一切不是靠自己。
But the work of the Holy Spirit when we release everything to Christ.
而乃是圣灵在我们身上的工作，当我们愿意将一切交托给他。
The sooner we learn that this life is not about us, but about the glory of Christ, the easier it is.
我们的一生将会过得更加的容易。若是我们越早的知道，我们活着乃是为着神的荣耀，不是为着我们自己。
We learn how to truly rejoice.
我们就能够学会该怎样的去喜乐。
Regardless of our circumstances.
不在乎我们的境况如何。
How to check the motives of our prayer.
在我们祷告的时候检查自己的目的。
As we wait upon the Lord.
这样我们能够耐心地等候神。
And lastly, to give thanks in all circumstances.
而最后乃是在无论在任何的境况中我们都能够感谢神。
Well, this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里为我们所定的旨意。
Using spiritual lens.
在我们用属灵的眼光。
We get the right perspective for all these three reminders.
在自己在凡事上，我们都能够正确的看见。
We can experience peace that surpasses all understanding.
我们能够经历，能够超越过一切的平安。
Is it easy?
是容易吗？
It depends.
它乃是要看如何。
It depends how soon we are prepared to release everything to Christ.
乃是看你什么时候能够愿意将一切交托给基督。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹
It's all about Christ.
一切都是为着基督。
A Christ-centered life is a fulfilled life.
一个以基督为中心的生命乃是一个喜乐的生命。
Fulfilled with a purpose for Christ.
因为你的一生中都忙了意义为着基督。
A Christ-centered life that put Christ in the front and everything else at the back.
以基督为中心的生命乃是将基督放在前面而一切放在后面。
With this focus,
用着这样的注视
，we live with a transformed mind and heart.
我们的心思意念和心都被改变。
That gives Christ the praise, the glory, and the honor that He so richly deserves.
而能够将一切的荣耀、尊贵、感谢都归给该得这一切荣耀的耶稣基督。
As we know, there are some unsaved brothers and sisters amongst us this morning.
我们知道在我们当中还有一些没有得救的人。
I speak to you now.
而现在要对你们说。
I'll show you a famous quote.
我向你们让你们看一件很出名的一句话。
It's from a famous evangelist.
那是出自一个非常出名的传道人。
Anyone know who said this?
你们知道是谁说这样的一句话吗
？Billy Graham.
是格贝。
He just passed away last month.
他在是二月份的时候刚刚过去。
You born, you suffer, and you die.
你出生。你受痛苦，你死。
Fortunately, there's a loophole.
但万幸的是，在那里还有一个漏洞。
For those of us who've been around for a while,
是我们这些已经有年纪的人。
You would understand these three stages.
你会知道人生的这三个阶段。
You born, you suffer, and you die.
你出生，你经过了痛苦，最后你又面对死亡。
We all face the same journey.
我们都会面对这样的路程。
So what is this loophole?
那么这一个漏洞在哪里呢？
This is the loophole.
而这就是的漏洞。
And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has the life, he who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
You were born facing life's ups and downs.
你出生了之后，面对了世上起起伏伏。
Trying to find meaning of life.
你想要寻求人生的意义。
Perhaps with pain and suffering.
或者你又经历许多的痛苦。
And the reality is one day you will die.
而实际的最终有一天你却又面对死亡。
I have one question for you.
我有一个问题给你。
If you die tonight, where will you spend eternity?
你说今晚去世，你会在哪里过你的永远？
Whilst you may have many questions about life, this is the most important one.
虽然我们人生中可以有许许多多的问题，但你去哪里就是最重要的问题。
God has given you an eternal lifeline, and this is in His Son.
神已经将永生在他儿子里面赐给了你。
The verse that was on the screen before, you can see now, there is no if, there is no maybe, there is no most probably.
在这些圣经里面没有说如果或许。
In the beginning, I said that believers in Christ.We have this comfort that we will not face the wrath of God.
在开始的时候，我说作为基督里的信徒，我们有这样的把握，我们不会面对神的愤怒。
This wrath will come when Christ returns.
当基督回来的时候，神的愤怒将要倾倒在地上。
No one knows what the day is.
没有人知道那一天何时会到。
But it will surely come.
但它一定会到。
Without this eternal lifeline found in Christ alone.It will mean eternal separation from God.
我们若没有得着神在基督里所赐给我们的永生，我们将会永远的与神隔绝。
The Word of God tells us that if anyone's name is not found in the book of life,
圣经告诉我们，若有任何人的名字没有在生命册上找到，
he will be thrown in the lake of fire.
他将会被丢到火湖硫磺里去。
Forever.
到永远。
This is serious stuff, friends.
朋友，这是非常严重的事情。
It's time to stop sitting on the fence.
现在不是应该一心两意的时候。
God's word is very clear.
因为神的话非常的清楚。
The gift of eternal life is in His Son.
神所赐给我们的永生，那是在他的儿子耶稣基督里。
He who has Son has life.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
人若没有神的儿子。就没有生命。
Would you accept Jesus Christ into your life today?
你今天愿意接受耶稣基督进入你的心中吗？
I mean, now, today.
我问的是现在，今天，现在。
For tomorrow may never come.
因为你的明天或许不会再来。
There is no sin He cannot forgive.
因为没有任何的罪神不能赦免的。
All you need is to come humbly before Him.
你所需要的是谦卑自己到神面前来。
Ask for His forgiveness.
求神赦免你的罪。
Thank Jesus for dying for you on the cross.
感谢耶稣为你的罪死在十字架上。
And accept Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior.
接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主。
You repent.
你悔改认罪。
And you start to live a born again life in Christ.
你能够在基督里活出重生的生命来。
From this moment on.
从这一刻起。
You would just be like any believer in Christ.
你会像在基督里的每一个信徒一样。
A sinner saved by grace.
你是一个蒙恩得救的人。
In the words of Billy Graham again.
像格贝里所说的话。
I have never known a man.
我从来没有认识一个人。
Who received Christ and ever regretted it.
他接受了耶稣之后会后悔的。
If you feel that God is speaking to you in a very special way this morning.
你说今天早上觉得神对你的心说话。
Give your life to Christ today.
将你的一生交给基督。
Salvation is today, for tomorrow may never come.
救恩乃是今天，因为明天或许不会临到。
I urge you to speak to someone today before you leave.
我切切的劝慰你。
If you have more questions to ask,
你如果说还有其他的问题
，share lunch with us today.
留下来跟我们一起进午餐。
Make yourself known.
让你的问题告诉周围的人。
Ask whatever questions that you may have.
提出任何的问题
，they will answer it for you.
我们非常愿意来回答你。
Well, I have chosen a closing hymn.
在结束的时候，我拣选了一首的诗歌。
It's hymn number 713.
乃是诗歌713首。
Thanks to God.
感谢神。
This hymn talks about thanking God.
这首诗歌讲到感谢神。
No matter what circumstances we find ourselves in.
无论我们发现自己在任何的情形当中。
As long as our heart are filled with the joy of the Lord.
只要我们的心中乃是充满着主的喜乐。
He will provide peace that this world can never offer.
他将会赐给我们这个世上所没有的平安。
Let us sing it as a prayer.
让我们来唱这首诗歌，把它当作我们的祷告。
感谢神赐满有喜乐，感谢神凡事担当，感谢神在到我们里，感谢神住在我心里，感谢神赐把你尊严，感谢神今日如今。神所听说到我眼前，神所听你来说，感谢神照亮我脸色，感谢神我会去听，感谢神在大海奔波，感谢神。A house of mine, then for things in things you say, then for pleasure in this way, then for grace that I can measure, then for peace beyond compare, then for sons of my wayside,感谢神赐的勇气，感谢后辈的我开怀，感谢神天涯文字，感谢神奔波不住争，感谢神你听一听，感谢神知你之梦。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
我们慈悲仁爱的天父
we thank you from our hearts,
我们从心底的来感谢你
for your Son's finished work on the cross,
你的儿子在十字架上所成就的救赎
that in everything,
在凡事上
we give thanks,
我们又向你献上感谢
we rejoice,
我们又喜乐
and we pray without ceasing,
我们又不住的祷告
Heavenly Father,
天父啊
before we pray for the souls that are not saved at the moment,
我们在这里为那些还没有得救的人祷告。
We ask that you speak to them.
我们祈求你对他们的心说话。
Do not give them peace.
主啊，不要赐给他们平安。
For they will come to you.
直到他们到你面前来。
Let them see the hope that is in you.
让他们能够看见在你里面的盼望。
Let them see what you've done for them on the cross.
能够看让他们看见你在十字架上为他们所成就的。
Let them see the promises you have made.
让他们看见你所赐给他们的应许。
That may they surrender themselves to you today.
愿他们今天能够向你降服。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.